terrorism and the real enemy?
Answers with Ken Ham, whose ministry has opened a large creation museum and high-tech planetarium near Cincinnati, Ohio.
Now, the events of 9/11 still trouble most Americans, but does the Bible have any insight on such a tragedy? Well, of course, the terrorist attacks made us all the more aware of the threat of violence. But while terrorism remains a real threat, everyone has another enemy they have to deal with. Now, I'm not diminishing what happened on 9/11, but we need to understand that the real enemy in the world is not terrorism, but death itself. What happened on 9/11 should remind everyone that we live in an evil world, and everyone's already on what could be called death row. We read in the book of Romans that by one man, Adam, sin entered into the world, and death by sin, and so death passed upon all men. When people asked Jesus why a tower fell and killed 18 people at Siloam, he answered, "Unless you repent, you too will perish." You see, people's greatest need is to understand the origin of death, and of course the solution. They need to turn to the Creator and His death on the cross.
In a few days, we'll all be thinking again about the terrorist attacks on 9/11. On that same day, Ken Ham began to write a booklet on why God allows terrorism and death in this world. We'd like to send 10 of these witnessing tools to you for a gift of any amount. Call today so you can receive them by September 11. Toll free, it's 1-888-89-ANSWERS. 888-89-ANSWERS.